Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be finishing the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos. The Mishnah says, Hayoyoshe b'sfina o b'karon o ba'asda. If a person was sitting in a ship, a boat, or in a wagon, or on a raft, yikaven es libo k'neged beis kodesh hakadoshim, then he should turn his thoughts, he should have the intention that he's davening in the direction of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's take a look in the Tosfos Yontiv. Haya Yoshev, he was sitting. V'lo tanan yachzir espanav, and it doesn't tell us that he should face that direction. Da'afilu lamod ein tzarech ela Yoshev u'mispalel. There's no need for him to stand. Rather, he should sit in his place and daven. De'bekaron e'efshar lamod mipnei she'misna'nu lakanu lakan. Because in a wagon, it's impossible to stand, because it shakes this way and that way. And this reason also applies by a ship. So the Tosfos Yontiv is telling us here that not only is he not required to, he shouldn't try to stand up and daven facing Yerushalayim like he normally would when he's traveling on a boat or in a wagon, because it's just not safe. This is also the reason why many Gedolim have written some strongly worded letters saying that people who are flying on airplanes, especially to Israel, this is a thing, should not try to make a minion in the back of the plane. You know, when you're getting up and going to the facilities, they want you to stay in your seat. It's a danger, it's a hazard, it's an inconvenience to other passengers. So when you have, you know, 40 people standing in the back and you hit some turbulence, it's a problem. So really, you know, there are many Gedolim who say in no uncertain terms you should sit in your seat and daven. Okay, moving along. Looking at the Bartonuro. The Asta, he describes what an Asta is. Eitzim harbeik shurim uhum medakim yachad. There are a bunch of logs that are tied together. Umeshitin osam benahar, and they put them in the river. Ubnei adam holchem aleihem. It's a means of transportation. Ubaloshin mikra, and he tells us what it's called in Tanakh, and he cites Divrei Hayamim, the second chapter of Second Chronicles, where it talks about how they transported materials for building the Beis Hamikdash. It says kriyim rapsodos. They're called rapsodos in the language of Tanakh. So we can look in Divrei Hayamim there. So that's a very short Mishnah. And finally, wrapping up the chapter, Mishnah Zion, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah says, "Ein tefilas humusafin ella bechever ir. Musaf is only said with a minion, chever ir." Let's take a look in the Tosfos Yontiv. Bechever ir, the svirale the kivan she'ein ba ella shevach she'ein ba tachnunim kamo b'shmona esrei. Because it's only praises of Hashem, it's not prayers for mercy like in the regular weekday Shemona Esrei. V'gam ein anu mispalim moso k'neged tachnunim shel chol, and it doesn't correspond like Shacharis or Mincha on Shabbos. It doesn't correspond to any Shemona Esrei, which is tachnunim during the week. K'moshin ispalim tefilas yotzer o tefilas Mincha, like Shacharis or Mincha. Da'ai shehatzibor bilvad yispalu osa. It's sufficient that only the congregation says it. So the opinion in the Mishnah at first, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, you only say Musaf with a minion. V'chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say, b'chever ir, v'shelo b'chever ir. Chachamim say you say it with or without a minion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, third opinion, Mishmo, he says it in the name of, we'll see who. Kol makom sheyesh chever ir, hayachid pater mitfilas Musafim. He says that any place that has a minion, an individual doesn't say Musaf, or is exempt from Musaf, more specifically. Let's take a look in the Bartonuro. Ain't tefilas ha-Musafin el b'chever ir. Musaf is only said with a minion. B'chaburas ha-ir, the gathering of the city, klomar b'tzibur, v'lo b'yachid, means with a minion, not individually. B'chever ir v'shalo b'chever ir, that it's said with or without a minion. Bein b'tzibur, bein b'yachid. Some say you say it yourself, you say it together. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says in his name, in whose name? Shor Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So he is actually giving a second opinion in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He understands the first opinion differently. V'ika bein Tanakamala Rabbi Yehuda. There's a difference between the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the way it's stated by the Tanna Kamma, the first opinion, and the way it's stated by Rabbi Yehuda. Yachid hadar be'ir she'ein sham asara, the case of an individual who lives in a city that doesn't have a minyan. The Tanna Kamma aliba de Rabbi Elazar, according to the Tanna Kamma's understanding of Rabbi Elazar, damar lo tiknuha el bechever ir. He understands it to mean that it was only established to be said by a minyan, yachid ze pater. So if you live in a town with no minyan, you don't say it. Rabbi Yehuda ein yachid pater el kishenhu b'makam asara. An individual is only exempt if he lives in a place that has a minyan. Shishliach tzibur paturo, because then the shliach tzibur of his town has the town covered. V'halacha kechachamim. Bottom line, we follow the chachamim. We say musaf with or without a minyan. Whether you live in a town with a minyan, you don't live in a town with a minyan, whether you're yishol that day, whether you're at home, everybody says musaf. And that is the end of the fourth chapter of Maseches Brachos. Join us tomorrow when we will begin the fifth chapter.